Good evening, good evening, good evening. We started speaking yesterday about the halachas of tzad. More to follow shortly. What we discussed yesterday is about the definition of melechus tzad is to restrict the movement of an animal. We spoke about larger cage. If it remains in a larger cage and you have restricted some of its movement, then it's the rabbonon. If you can catch it with one attempt, with one go, then it will be there. Then you've caught it in a very significant way, and therefore it will be considered a tzad d'oraisa. Rabbosai, what happens if a deer or any other animal, imagine there is a cat or anything, any animal that goes into a room, and although it not being, or you know what, let's talk about a bird even. Okay, a bird flew into your dining room. A bird, it's not what you intended to do, but it happens to be a bird came into your dining room. You are now cold. It's the winter and you want to close the window. You have no interest in guarding and looking after the bird, but you are interested in now closing the window because of the temperature. You want to just close the window. Are you allowed to do so? Yes or no? We do know that you wouldn't be allowed, if your purpose would be to close the window in order to trap the bird, then it would be also. But now, that's not really your intention. Your intention is simply to close the window, because you want to close the window. So, is that mutter also?
If you're closing the window, and at the same time the door of the room, you're closing as well, or will be closed.
Closed.
It's an inevitable consequence that it's trapped.
And therefore?
It's also
also,
would you suffer if you had the window open? It's a cold day.
You want to close, you've got legitimate discomfort. You want to close the window. Reb Gideon, mutter also. Closing the window when a bird came into the room. Mutter, why? No, no.
I'll say it's
Asa,
but you can
say it's Muta.
I'll say it's Muta.
Okay.
It's Rabbanan.
Oh, oh.
It's got no intention.
Oh. Very good. There we go. So you are saying that since I can't catch with one go, therefore, it's only the Rabbanan. Yeah, okay, good. So we first have to understand as to whether catching this bird will be a deraisa or drabonon. Or not catching this bird. The way it is trapped now, if I close the window, will it be deraisa or will it be a drabonon? Based on what we discussed yesterday. Will it be drabonon? Why? That's true as well, but based on what we said yesterday, why is it only drabonon?
Confined area.
Yes, very good. Because it's not fully confined. It is not, we learned yesterday that if you restrict the movement of the animal, you've done an issa. But now it depends. If it's on a small area, which you can catch it like this, in one go, then you've done a deraisa, then it's literally caught. But if it is slightly more open, although it is restricted, but all you've done is a drabonon. Okay, so now, discussing the bird. Assuming that the bird is in a room and you want to close the window now. So what, by closing the window, are you doing a deraisa or drabonon? Drabonon. Clearly. Because it's still a bird in a room like this, you can't catch it in one go, it's going to be drabonon. Plus,
no intention.
It's a psikesha, it's inevitable, but it's... So normally, that's considered psikesha de lo nichale on a drabonon. Shvus normally goes through a... Shvus always through Amir Anochi normally. So that's not, that's your own action. So this is a psikresha. It's inevitable act, but not what you're interested in. So that's a psikresha l'nichale of a Isad Rabbanon. And Mishnah Berurah says as follows in Sifkotten Hay. Al-Kain, therefore, I mean the last word of the wide line. Al-Kain tzipo drosh shenichnas lebayis. A bird which enters a room, derech ha-pesach v'chaloin, which entered through the window, through the door. Af al-gav, although she'en nitzo cham, it is not fully caught, mikol makom nevertheless, also liskera pesach v'chaloin. It is also, generally speaking, to close a window And although generally speaking, it's also the close. But however, bizman ha'koir, but when you are cold, the weather conditions are slightly, bottom line of page 250, bizman ha'koir, when it is freezing, sheyesh tzar tzinah, when you are in the discomfort, ho'tzar acher, it is generally, you want to just close the window because you are cold. Because v'cha'odim v'cha'odim old, nemutalin oil, you are allowed to close, imen kavanos rek la'atzal min ha'koir, you are allowed to close the window, imen kavanos, if his intention is, rak only la'atzal, to save yourself min ha'koir from the cold. If you are interested in closing the window because of the cold, you're allowed to do so. V'eni roi tzikral, it's no intention, it's not at all, but tzidah satzipo, to catch the bird. Kim chain boi tzidah d'iraisa, it is not a catching act of the d'iraisa level anyway. Why? No, before that? You're right, but before that? Because it's a bigger space, so it's not the d'iraisa. Afal gavta b'sikesh d'rabonon, so normally you would still say, since it's not your intention, it's still d'rabonon, but afal b'shar chayv oiv, so it's a psikesh d'rabonon, on d'rabonon, which, hovye we amat here. Afal b'shar chayv oiv t'shach, but it's d'iraisa b'vais, but if it is a slightly bigger animal, which would be considered trapped already, on these circumstances, it's a d'iraisa, also, it's also afal gavta d'rabonon, and klal do, that's not your intention. So Rabbi Isai, which is a good introduction to, just a good reminder, I should say, to what we discussed yesterday. Again, the raisa trapping is if you're putting it into an area in which you can catch it in one attempt, in one act, you can catch it. As the Mishnah Berurah's words was, in Sefkot and Dalet, Shichoyli letofsu b'shchia achas, with one stretching, with one go, with one act, you can catch it, then it's a deraisa. Then it's already so confined and so restricted, you have done a deraisa of tzod already. Tzod is not only if you're literally holding it like this, deraisa. Tzod is also if it's loose, but you can grab it easily. And that's tzod on a deraisa level. You've caught it already, it's confined, you've restricted its movement. If it is not that constrained, if it's not that, if it's in an area which it can still somehow be, to some extent, it can still roam around, but it's not free altogether, it's a drabonon tzod, or not deraisa tzod. So therefore, if you're closing the window, assuming that it is on a drabonon tzod, by closing with you, it's drabonon tzod, Mishnah Berurah is matir if you're closing it because of the cold. This is now, we're now ready for Ziv Beis. What would you say is the halach with regards to, you have a deer, a sleeping deer. A deer which is sleeping. It is sleeping now. And it's in the free, in the field. It's free, but it's sleeping. And you want to catch it from the back, grab it, run, and put it in a cage. Muta or also. Why? Tzod. You're saying, why should it not be tzod? Well, the reason why it should not be tzod is because it's sleeping. So, if I can put it as follows. If it is, what would be the halacha if it is, what if it's blind? Or let me ask differently. What if it's a really old deer that cannot run anymore? Chayef. What if it is lame? Tzod. Everybody agrees to that. An ill deer that cannot run. And you're catching it, trapping it, and putting it into a cage. Tzod, Reb Gideon. To hear the tzod where it should not be. Can you hear the tzod where it should not be tzod? Well, the argument is that the definition of Meleches tzod, trapping is, you are confining its movement. I think the words we used yesterday was you're restricting its movement of the animal. And this is an animal which is not, think about the lame one, think about the old one or the ill one. It is not, is unable to roam freely because of its physical disability.
But surely it's able normally. Most deer, I must imagine, lame or old, are still able to roam far more than a cage. So I'm a bit puzzled by it.
Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis, Hatzod Tzvi, a person who catches, traps a deer, Yoshin, which is sleeping, Oysuma, which is blind, Chayev. He's been over on a Issa Dereis, Omelach Tzod. However, Chigeir, a lame deer, oichoyle, an ill, a sick deer, oizokein, a particularly old deer, poto, by catching it, your poto. And the reason is because it is restricted anyway. And therefore, by trapping it, you have not added to its restriction. It is already, its movement is already curtailed. It can't move so easily anyway. It is restricted already. So if that's the reason, then what? So if we understand that now, that the chige, the lame one, I mean, the lame one, I think, is quite easy to understand. It's restricted anyway. It's restricted anyway. So all I'm doing is you hear it. So the chige, I think, is quite easy to understand. The choyle and zok, but if that's the halacha, then what's the difference between the chige, the choyle and the zokain, which are poto, to the yoshin in the summa, the sleeping one, and the blind one? The Yechayev. Oh. Uh-huh.
They could move.
They could move.
Also, when you grab that, they're
coming out of the way. Oh, very good. Mishnah Berurah says, got involved. So I'm just going through the words of Shulchan Aruch again. Excuse me. Hatzod Tzvi, a person who traps a deer. Yoshein, sleeping. Oi, or summer, blind. Chayev, is obligated on a Torah level. However, Chigei, lame. Oi, choyle, ill. Oi, zokein, old. Potu, is exempt. Well, it is Midrabonon. It is Potu, but also it is Midrabonon. Sivkotten Vav Mishnah Hatzod Tzvi. What in Sharminim? This is not only tzvi, not only a deer, the same halacha will apply with any other animal. That if it's blind or sleeping, you are chayev. If it is ill or lame or old, it is potos. It's not just a deer, the same halacha will apply with any other animals. What would you say, why is sleeping one? Why is sleeping one is chayev? What's the vault? Why is sleeping different than ill? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotten Zayin, Yoshein Usuma Dehana. Because those darkonei shomet, they will slip out shemagishin yadaram. As soon as they feel the hand of a human, they will run away. That's mostly what you are saying. As soon as you touch a sleeping animal, it's going to jump. It will jump. So same also with a sumo, with a blind deer, a blind animal. The second you touch it, it will run. It will jump. Therefore, it is not really restricted. It's maybe a bit slower. But it is not restricted per se. And therefore, it's not, you're over by trapping it. If you are successful in trapping it, you will be deraisa. Valkenian, therefore, kshetzodoi, if you are catching it, avetzidim namamish, it's considered tzod. Mashenken, as opposed to, pechigaleim, vetechvosein similar, she'en yichon leisham, but it cannot escape. It is trapped. It's physically trapped. It's physically disabled. The lame and the ill and the old one. That's interesting. What if the lame one can run a bit, just not very fast? What if the lame can run, but not fast? Not swift? Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if the lame one can run to some extent, nevertheless, he can catch him in one go. You can trap it, so it's slow. And therefore, it's considered caught already. Since it cannot run fast and swiftly, it cannot escape, it's considered trapped already. So a lame, old, and ill, although it may be able to escape to some extent, but you can trap it easily. Therefore, it's the rabbanon, but it's not awesome deraisa. Yeah. Now, what happens if you? What happens if you find a? It's funny because that's the Mishnah Berurah's case. What happens if you find a rabbit on the street? Mishnah Berurah talks about a rabbit on the street. You know, in Edgewood, we're very lucky. It's part of the green belt. No, I mean, if you look carefully, have you ever seen rabbits in Edgewood? Squirrels, rabbits. I've seen hedgehogs. Have you seen hedgehogs around? And for, yeah, that's right, yeah. So it's... Mice? Mice? Okay, yeah, probably rats, I suppose, as well. But that's probably not just... But I'm saying there is... So imagine there's a rabbit, and you say, oh, that's a sweet rabbit, and you decide to keep it. And you see, as you go close to it, you see, actually, it's a little bit ill. It's a bit... Not ill. You can see it's a bit lame or something. It's a bit slow. And you say, but it's Shabbos, and you want to keep it. It's sweet, nice. It's good. It's in good shape. Like, it looks the right shape, and you want to keep it. And as you go closer, you see that it's a bit... Can you keep it? Yes or no? Can you take it or no? It's a little bit lame. Can you keep it? Can you take it? Yes or no? Hatzot tzvi yoshen asu mechayv, choyle oizokin potu. Yaloch is... It's potu, but it's still awesome drabonon. It's still also, it will be chiger. It's considered lame, but lame is still awesome drabonon. The reason why I'm saying this case is because as Mishdibura says... Al ken and therefore, kshemoytze lefom manaves choylo munachas al adoich, when you see an ill, who a lame rabbit on the road, on the street, like sometimes you found in Radin, hafal pi, although she nechoyle lozim koimo, may not be able to move from its place, it's a bit stuck, also likachoy, so you may not take it, davet tzidim drabonon, because it is tzidim drabonon. Now comes an interesting point that Mishtabu adds, v'ish oymem, d'chayev, okay, Mishnah Berurah reminds us of here of an important concept which we must remember right across Siman Shin Tei Zayin, which is animals are mukta, and this is something to be remember that animals remain mukta, and that's never mind the whole halacha of tzod of catching animals. We still must remember that actually, forget about even if there's no meleches tzod with regards to the particular animal for whatever the reason may be, because it is trapped already, or we still have to remember that by taking and holding the animal, it's still an issur of mukta. Now, the shaila, which can be addressed over here, and it's funny that that Lovit, I think, is the first one to address the shaila, is what about a tortoise? Tortoise. You may have a tortoise in your back garden, anybody? Tortoise, back garden? No? So, you want to... tortoise, which is walking around in the free, and he said, "Oh, actually, that's nice. Wouldn't mind keeping that." Would you be allowed and to take it, to grab it? Okay, never mind mukta. Okay, leave out mukta for now. You want to take the tortoise and put it in your fish tank in whatever. Or you decide to, you know what? Never mind. You want to keep it in your bath. is that what's the halacha? Also, not what's the lomdus of my shaila? Oh. So let's hear. You can take it in one grab as it is. The shaila is a very long shaila. The Lovit speaks about this. Now you've got an animal which, by its nature, is within the category of chole zokein ochigeh. It's an animal which naturally is unable to escape. So there's two ways of looking at it. Either you look at it as, well, I can take it. It's not tzodereisa, because it's caught already. The tzodin voimdim, it's caught already. There's nothing it can do about it. It can't. On the natural circumstances, he can't flee away. That's one way of looking at it. Alternatively, what would be the argument against it? What's the argument against it? It's got its walking space, and that's its natural habitat. No, habitat is the wrong word here. It's natural surrounding, and that's the way it normally goes. So take it out of its natural... that will be still considered tzod. And that is a machlokes achronim. And that remains a machlokes achronim. So to catch, to trap, what would you, Taina? You're all restricting its movement. So it would be the rice even. Yeah. 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 So, perhaps. I'll tell you what, think about what other animals are slow, easy to trap? Yeah? If you know, really, if you've got any insects in your, I'm talking halacha lemaisa, insects which are found in your kitchen, and you want to take them away from your kitchen. You got ants in your kitchen, say, or in your house anywhere. Yeah, absolutely. If there is tzod, then the halacha is absolutely it would be the raisa, because by taking it from its to answer your question is according to those persons that is tzod with ants, the answer is yes, because you are lifting it up. It's now you have now caught it. So although it doesn't need to be in a cage, you are now restricted its movement, and therefore it would be tzod. The aim, perhaps, so that's so. But at the moment, you'd argue that you've done tzad. You've done tzad on a temporary basis, but you have done tzad. It is. It cannot. They will not go away from the. If you take it into a cup, yeah, you or on a piece of, you've trapped it.
In a cup, yes, but if it's on a piece of paper.
What's the difference? It will not go away from the piece of paper. It will not jump away from the piece of paper. Oh, I hear that. That's Ms. Lynn adds a swear over here. That if you're doing it in such a short amount of time that it can't even reach the other side of the paper, perhaps one could argue that it's not sod. I hear that. Perhaps. No, that could be a swear. It could be a swear. So if you put on a large on a piece of paper and it cannot, you can't even, perhaps, it's a swear. I'm not sure. I'm not comfortable with that swear. But it could be, one could argue that. I know that some people will dafka then put it on a paper and dafka slide it on the floor in order to ensure that, because it's never really fully trapped. It could always, theoretically, it could always walk away. But other poskim will hold that since it's a slow animal, there's not sod in the first place. Many poskim will hold that like the tortoise, it's not considered, there's not sod in it. Because it is, and I think that many achronim hold like that, because it's trapped, it's nitzod in v'omdin. It's an animal which naturally is already trapped. He can't flee away from you. It's naturally, it's a nitzod in v'omdin. So many achronim hold that with the malim, the same thing. They are nitzod in v'omdin, they are trapped. They are trapped by you, and therefore, many achronim hold. But alachramai say it's a machloek as achronim. If there are insects which are more dangerous or more udamazik, and then it's another shalei. We'll discuss that in the later halacha. Rabbi said tonight we learned the halacha of the Mishneh Berurah that you're allowed to. It's a massive chiddush over here. The Mishneh Berurah starts bringing the chayodom that the person is allowed to close the window in front of if the bird has come into your room. It's a massive chiddush, Rabbi. So it cannot be underestimated that you're allowed to close the window if it's cold. You're allowed to close the window of a tzot rabbanon. Although it's a psikreshen, but you're allowed to close the window. It's a massive chiddush. You're allowed to close the window if you're doing it for the cold, although you are trapping an animal in it. It's a big chiddush, no? I think it's a big chiddush, a big kula. And then we learned about the difference between a deer which is sleeping and blind, to catch that is chayv medoraisa. If it is ill or lame or old, then it's potu, but still awesome with rabbonon. Right, okay, there's much more on this, which we'll discuss tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.